For most plays, a composer is specially commissioned to write appropriate music. In most cases, the music is done live for each performance. There is an orchestra hidden in the loft, about 7 to 10 musicians in general. If we have electronic music, well then it will be on tape.
Have we enough musical output and enough talent available?
I think so. We never had any trouble in finding a good composer to work for our plays. And the public and the critics, in most cases, were giving us good reviews on them. There were exceptions, but generally we're happy with the composers that work with us. We're always trying to find new ones, of course. If we come to the music by itself, the music complement to the festival and not directly related to the drama festival, we have commissioned works, quartets and works for orchestras. Since the last 2 years, we did not, but we did play a lot of Canadian works, though. Not necessarily premieres, but we played the second performance of the Jean Papineau Couture Quartet in one of our series, for instance. And several others. We always try to give a good
absolutely
chance
horrifying.
To the
Canadian. 90 degrees in the shade, flies everywhere.
Very genuine, said exactly what he was.
The only person who took the mickey out of me, which all made me feel unhappy, was an Englishman.
Except on another occasion when I walked into the unit one evening, I had an umbrella with me. It must have been raining rather heavily. And they all looked rather quizzically.
England have won the World Cup in Wembley. Just listen to the crowd a moment.
Und damit eröffne ich die 26. öffentliche Diskussion und darf Ihnen als die Vertreter der Mittelgroßen Schulen allen vorstellen, die SPD, Herrn Dr. Adolf Arndt, Mitglied des Wirtschaftsrates, die CDU, Herrn Dr. Heinrich von Brentano,
on the other side, the monsoon wave of falling down.
Music will then be on tape for most plays that composer especially commissioned to write appropriate.
Or the night-long drizzle, drumming on your poncho.
The music is done live for each performance. There is an orchestra
of your feet sloshing through streams and rice paddies.
About 7 to 10 musicians in general. If we have electronic music, then we will be on tape for most plays.
Little sounds of war, of a wounded baby crying.
In most cases, the music is done live for each performance.
Of your platoon digging in at day's end.
Hidden in the loft, about 7 to 10 musicians in general. If we have
of your own artillery at night.
Then it will be on tape for most plays.
After a while, you never woke. Your ear had learned the difference between incoming and outgoing. And the sound you could cut with a knife of your patrol slipping through a Viet Cong jungle.
I think I was throughout this month, which seems like a century, somehow I didn't break down, not for one moment. You've almost caused me to do it now. Every one of us at home has to recall, is it really only 1 month? But that's what it is. exactly a month ago, I left for Strasbourg, where I was invited to the European Parliament to present the case of Israel. It carried with it, the day before that, a terrible responsibility. The Prime Minister of Austria, within a few hours,
we buried him the same evening in an olive grove where he'd sat with us on a Tuesday. One of the loveliest places on this earth, with grey-green olives round him, one weeping above his head. The ground, covered with flowering sand, bluish-grey, and smelling more delicious than any flower I know. The path up to it from the sea is narrow and very difficult, and very stony. It runs by the bed of a dried-up torrent. We had to post men with lamps every 20 yards to guide the bearers. He was carried up from the boat by his petty officers. It was with enormous difficulty that they got the coffin up the narrow way. The journey of a mile took 2 hours. It was not till 11 that I saw them coming. I had gone up to choose the place, and with Freiburg and Charles Lister, I turned the sod of his grave. We had some of his platoon. First came one of his men, carrying a great white cross with his name engraved in black.
Comes another battle. It was not a diplomatic front. The greatest joy that I had in my life, a simple war. I came back Wednesday night. We knew not only to report to the cabinet, we knew what I evidently failed in my mission.
Those
the men, the shoot that do the shooting Saturday morning are Egyptians and Syrians.
The war
really broke out at 2 o'clock.
Funeral service was very simply said by the chaplain. And after the last
Zettel ausgefüllt, und jetzt geht es dabei um die Folgenden, dass die Abgeordneten ihre Zettel abgeben müssen und dann von einem Schriftführer in diesen kleinen weißen Kasten gelegt werden.
On the back, our Greek interpreter wrote in Greek, in pencil. Here lies the servant of God.
Eine unstetige Stimme war dabei.
Ich bitte, dass die Zuhörer jedes Zeichen des Missfalls und des Beifalls unterlassen. Das Ergebnis der Abstimmung ist folgendes. Es waren abgegeben 63 Stimmzettel. Davon war einer unbeschrieben, also ungültig, sodass 62 gültige Stimmzettel abgegeben waren. Die absolute Mehrheit beträgt demnach 32. Es haben erhalten Bonn 33, Frankfurt 29.
Dick Spangler in Mobile 8-3. Dick?
Howard, I'm at the Odyssey restaurant overlooking the Van Norman Lake. This is where the earthen dam is still steeped and seeped with mud. Although the situation seems to be static, it remains stable at the moment. I'm talking to Inspector Dan Shelley of the Los Angeles City Fire Department. Are there any serious problems in the San Fernando Valley tonight? I understand you have many...
For a very simple reason. I knew that after a war on the battlefront comes another battle on the diplomatic front.
Bob, what kind of a day has it been for you?
But we had no illusions. We're still in standby
status. We're still watching the base at the back of this dam carefully. We are going to stand by all night long. We will have a helicopter.
helicopter unit with lights on the scene. We have our command post in operation. As the day has worn on, the situation has looked better and better. I cannot speak for the power department or the water department, but from a fire standpoint, it looks real good at this time.
Your Eminences, Your Excellencies, Mr. President,
have been canceled. And repeating the word that we have been giving
behalf
out this afternoon,
Mrs. Kennedy,
San Fernando
children,
Valley State College, will
parents and sisters of Robert Kennedy,
the for 1 week.
I want to express what we feel to those who mourn with us today in this cathedral.
I was standing out in the backyard of some friends of mine in Huntington Park.
We loved him as a brother,
and I just looked skyward and said, thank you, because I'm still here.
From his parents and from his older brothers and sisters,
life.
Joe and
but
Kathleen,
I felt so insignificantly
Jack,
small.
He received an inspiration,
and thought of those three guys coming back from the moon, and how looking at the globe from, what, 100,000 miles out, and moon a quarter of a million miles away, this beautiful round blob sits there. Here in one little corner, we have this ship.
Love is not an easy feeling to put into words.
9 million people who all got awakened in the same instant this morning, I'm sure.
Or trust or joy. But he was all of these. He loved life completely, and he lived it intensely. A few years back, Robert Kennedy wrote some words about his own father, which expresses the way we and his family felt about him.
Don, you're a writer yourself. I think you're familiar with our presence, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, what do you think of this, from your knowledge of it?
Well, I think the Soledad case represents a continuum of the ugly nature of frame-ups that have happened, particularly to black people, during my lifetime, and I'm 56 years old. I can remember the Scottsboro case, the Trenton Six. I can remember endless cases of blacks who have gone to prison, first on frame-ups, and then after being in prison, having had their sentences escalated to the point where they've taken their lives. And I view the Soledad case as one of those whole series. As a matter of fact, I have a particular interest in this Soledad case because George Jackson was a bright young black man, went to prison at a time when the whole country was being agitated by young people for civil rights, particularly the heroic young black students in the South. And when he sought to do inside the prison what the young students were doing outside the prison, he became, in the eyes of the prison authorities, a troublemaker and was put on their list to have him isolated and to ultimately do away with him. And based upon this, you see, we find that many of the finest sons of the black community have been sentenced to prison, and
the
certainly those
of Los Angeles
us
City School District says all classes tomorrow
have
been canceled.
Whatever we can,
and
the
universities have been
in the interest of
San Fernando Valley.
The young people over there
will be closed to students and the public for 1 week.
Her children
put my heart out on my sleeve for about 30 seconds, and then we'll get back to these announcements. I'm standing out in the
discipline. For instance, we had given Franklin Jr. a small Ford car and erected on a dare to drive into a pole. And he came home very sad, and we told him he just couldn't have another car, he was college. And we said, well, all right, if you wrecked your car, well, you just won't have another. And so he went away very silently, and he talked to his grandmother. They either Frank or Johnny talked him into it. And he talked his grandmother into giving him a LaSalle car. And 2 weeks later, he appeared with the LaSalle car. And I was furious. And he said, well, Granny gave it to me. I went to my husband and said, what are we going to do about this? And my husband, rather encouragingly, smiled and said, I don't think we can do anything. Which was obvious. We couldn't do anything as far as the children were concerned. She did what she thought was right. I didn't think our second boy, Elliot, should go Groton. But I had absolutely no choice. He went to Groton.
Well, what influence do you think this has had on your evaluation of your grandchildren?
Well, I think it's made me much more careful not to interfere. I never interfere.
Do you think that you might have, if it hadn't been for the...
I don't know. I'm a very executive person, and I'm a person who manages things, and I might have.
Has it been a temptation for you at times?
No, no.
This is the story of the life of Eleanor Roosevelt, considered by many as one of the most outstanding and unpredictable women of all time.
It was the end of the world's first lady. We were just starting by December.
Eleanor was born in New York City on October 11th, 1884, the wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd President of the United States, the daughter of Elliot and Anna Hall Roosevelt. Eleanor married her fifth cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, at the age of 20, March 17, 1905.
Meine Sprache, Herr Präsident, meine Herren Richter, ich gebe zu, ist ziemlich scharfe Sprache. Ja, mein Leben und mein Kampf sind auch sehr hart gewesen. Diese Sprache ist aber eine offene, aufrichtige Sprache. Es muss sehr wichtig, dass ich bin kein Rechtsanwalt, der pflichtgemäß einen Mandanten verteidigt. Ich verteidige meine eigene Person als Angeklagte. Ich verteidige meine eigene politische und revolutionäre Ehre. Ich verteidige meine Ideen, meine Führung. Ich verteidige den Sinn und Inhalt
meines Lebens. Die Bahn ist elliptisch.